the law tells men what to do, but it can never supply the power to do it. The moral impotence of men dominated by sin is what makes legalism an impossible foundation or means for salvation. Why? Because the law, though it tells us what we can do, it gives us no power to actually keep it. Men who were and are dead in trespasses and sins needed and need to be made alive by God because they could not and they cannot spiritually resurrect themselves. Turn for a moment, keep your place here, turn for a moment to Ephesians chapter 2, and let me read verses 1 through 5. And you were dead in your trespasses and sins. Who? The entire human race, with the exception of the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. All were dead in your trespasses and sins in which you previously lived according to the ways of this world, according to the ruler of the power of the air, the spirit now working in the disobedient. We too all previously, notice the we, he includes himself. And he does that quite a bit in the Galatians passage. He says, we too all previously lived among them in our fleshly desires, carrying out the inclinations of our flesh and thoughts. And we were by nature children under wrath, as the others were also. But God. Why but God? Well, because I was dead in my trespasses and sins. But God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love that he had for us, made us alive with Christ. Even though we were dead in our trespasses, you are saved by grace. So even if you could, you wouldn't. Because in reality, again, it's a proposed hypothesis which is actually contrary to fact. Since you were dead in trespasses and sins, since you could do nothing to resurrect yourself from the dead, God. Elsewhere, Paul wrote, Romans 8, 3 and 4, he says, what the law could not do since it was weakened by the flesh, God did. He condemned sin in the flesh by sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh as a sin offering in order that the law's requirement would be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh but according to the Spirit.